I easily docked the first blow, then shook my head. The man in front of me had bulked out over the past few months, but he still wasn't back to where he used to be. There was a darkness in his gaze, a thinness to his hips. I could no longer see his ribs as he took deep breaths, so there was at least that. Being dead for as long as Blake Jamieson had been left one's body in a state of weakness. I rolled out of the way of Blake's next kick, both of our claws out, but not doing any damage. This was a dominance challenge, but not in the ways that others might think. I nodded tightly, threw my shoulder into Blake's gut, then kept moving, punch after punch, kick after kick, as Blake got out his aggression and showed the pack who he was, while I let some of my anger slide through. But this was also a teaching moment. I was nearly 50 years older than Blake, but Blake had lived 1,000 lifetimes. Although the irony of that meant I would never actually say that aloud. When Blake and Tatiana had come back from death, or wherever the hell they had been before Dara, our harvester death witch, had brought them back, they had looked exactly like they had when they were killed on the battlefield when the Talon Pack fought the human government. At that point in time, shifters had only recently been forced into revealing ourselves, and some of the government hadn't liked us. Well, that was probably still the case. They had wanted to exterminate us, and some had succeeded. Others, like the man who had helped kill Blake and Tatiana, had wanted to study us. They had vivisected our brothers and sisters, had torn our bodies apart in order to find a way to create their own shifter super soldier. And they had nearly succeeded. One of the test subjects was actually part of the Talon Pack now. But the only way that those super soldiers had survived and not turned into grotesque monsters was because of a mating bond. The government had lost, but now the people in power were friends of the shifters. It would likely not always work out like that. We constantly had to prove to the world that we weren't vicious and strong and could kill people with one swipe of a claw near the jugular. Humans still feared us, with hate groups rising in popularity and threatening us. There were still bills in the government trying to take us out or claim that we weren't human, but we had power too. So we would always find a way to survive.
Water dripped onto my face, one drop after another. I blinked, annoyed. Had I left the water on? No, that didn't make any sense. Why would the water be dripping on my face if I had? I frowned, blinking away the droplets off my eyelashes as I opened my eyes, wondering if maybe I had had a little too much wine the night before, which would be very unlike me because I never got drunk. Letting myself lose control like that? No, that wasn't me. I slid open my eyes carefully because the light burned, and I froze. Oh, flashes came back to me, and things started to make sense, though I wished it didn't. The fire, so hot as it burned my skin. It shouldn't have been able to do that. I was a witch of fire, an elemental witch, though there was nothing purely elemental about me, hence why I had never joined the original coven. But we had made a new one from the ashes of those who had perished before us. We had come together with the rejects, the ones that didn't conform, and created a coven. I was a fire witch. I could hold flame in my hand and use it as a weapon. And yet, the fire had burned me when it engulfed my home. The screams of my neighbors echoed in my head. And I remembered them calling out for help. I hadn't been strong enough to save them, nor strong enough to save myself, it seemed. I tried to sit up fully and groaned at the pull at my arms. I blinked again, taking in my surroundings. Someone had chained me in a stone basement. There were basements in the Pacific Northwest, though they were still a novelty to me. I lived in South Texas for a few years on the run from my own demons, and there weren't any basements there because of the limestone and clay. But up here, there were basements galore, which didn't make sense to me because there were mudslides and rockfalls due to the constant rain. And if I kept thinking about the weather and this stone basement, I wouldn't have to focus on the fact that I was chained up, that someone had burned my home down, killed the humans and strangers I had been meant to protect, kidnapped me, and chained me up. There was only one kind of fire that could burn me, and only when I wasn't prepared. Demon.